You had a great season last year, but what do you need to get better at going into this season?
I think it's continuing to work on fundamentals, and that's something that I'll preach all the time, just continue to get better at the footwork, better with fakes, you know, understand defensive recognition. It's really all the little things. I know it's cliche, but that's the truth. You really have to hone in on that. You know, we go out there every day and work on fundamentals, go against our defense. We're really flying around, but it's just continuing to be consistent, be smart with the football, and that's an everyday thing. When you get complacent with that, it's when you can falter and turn the ball over and stuff like that happens. So it's just continue to stress on that.
You've always been really good at taking the non-football stuff out of football. So, but this is an obvious question. Is this like a big year for you more than any other year in terms of, you know, going forward, your next contract, establishing yourself, making sure that last year wasn't a fluke, whatever you want to say? I mean, or do you take all those emotions out?
I take them all out. I mean, you try to think about that and go out there and play. It's hard to do that. I enjoy playing this game. We're very fortunate, like I've said, to play this game. My goal is to get a little bit better every day and to help my team get better every day. And we have fun. If y'all see us out there practicing, we have a good time. We fly around. You know, we have a great group of guys in the locker room, great staff. So it's easy to just go out there and play football. It's a lot of work, and, you know, we take pride in just every day getting a little better. But all that other stuff, if I focus on today and get better today, it'll all take care of itself.
You're in a different spot this year than you were last year. I mean, last year you're competing, and Mike's here, and now that's gone. Mike's gone. You're the guy. How does that change, I guess, the way you approach things? It must necessarily change it, though.
No, I mean, I started a few games last year, so I was able to feel what it was like to be in the starting role and go out there and, you know, play the game. I just continue to, whatever's natural to me. When I go out there and play, I'm not forcing anything. I'm just playing football. Just being a leader of these guys, I'm going to naturally let my instincts take over. And it makes it easier because I'm not trying to be someone else. I'm just going to take it in stride. And like you say, you know, this year is a little different. There's going to be a little more on my plate, but it's just been a gradual growth through the last couple of years to be to this point. And then I just got to continue to grow each and every day and have fun doing it.
You come into this season without Deshaun, without Jason. How different for a quarterback is this offense now for you going into this season with some different elements? You know, Macklin's coming back, some rookie receivers and stuff like that.
You know, we're going to have a few different guys out there, and the other guys are going to move on and, you know, hopefully do well for their careers. But we have some guys, you know, Mac's back. Y'all just spoke to him, and we're excited to have him back. He's doing a great job. He looks really good out there. He's going to be a huge part of this offense. And then we have young receivers that are going to step into the roles. You know, Jason's not here. He's in Carolina. So, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be different targets. But guys are out there, you know, we're getting on the same page. And the offense is very similar. I mean, obviously we're going to tweak it and grow. But we have guys to do it.
Is that growth based on you? I mean, last year, as the season evolved, you became the starting quarterback. So then Chip had to say, okay, we're going to favor these plays or such. Now that he knows that, The tweaking, does it involve finding more favorable Nick Foles plays, for lack of a better description?
I mean, yeah, we're going to run our offense, and the offense was tweaked throughout the season. Even when Mike was playing, we tweaked it every week to continue to get better. And, yeah, we're going to continue to grow where, you know, there's plays that I can execute and the other quarterbacks can execute out there and be successful. You know, that's what, you know, great coaches do, and, you know, Chip does a really good job putting plays in there that he knows we can execute and execute it at a high level.
Now, you mentioned Mike. How do you think Mike will do with the Jets? He's going to be working with Geno Smith, you know, young guy, just like he worked with you.
Mike's going to be great. He's going to be great for Geno. I know that they're going to have a really good quarterback battle. And, you know, Mike's a great player. He can, you know, still go out there and play. Mm-hmm. But he's going to really help Geno grow like he did me. So they're very lucky to have Mike as a quarterback there.
What do you see from Jordan Matthews? I know he's not here today, but obviously football's to him already. What do you see from him?
I mean, he's a very talented player, very, very smart. He goes hard. He always finishes every play. After he catches it, you know, you like to see guys burst upfield for 10, 15 yards, and then he jogs back. And, you know, you like to see a guy that's hungry like that and continues to work every day. So I know he has a bright future ahead of him because of what I, you know, obviously he's a very talented guy, but he works at it every day and he enjoys working at football, and he's been a great asset. You know, he's been great with the team in the locker room. So
you see that from rookies that they don't all finish a play, they come in.
No, our rookies are doing a really good job of that.
But you've seen it, I guess you've seen it before. There's had to be somebody that, and that is part of being impressed with Jordan Matthews.
I think that it's just part of buying into what we do here. The veterans do a good job of finishing every play, working hard, working at a high speed. and those rookies step in and they do, you know, they follow right along with us. And like I said before, we have a great group of veterans in the locker room that, you know, go out there every day and work hard. And most important thing is have fun. I always say it, you got to have fun, and we have fun out there playing and getting better.
Without Matthews and with Matthews with Huff and now without, you know, Deshaun and Jason, do you guys have enough here to be just as explosive and just as talented as you guys were last year? You know, you guys broke all sorts of team records offensively.
I think we can be very successful with the guys we have here. It's going to take work in every day. The most important thing is you got to execute the plays. And we have the guys here to do that. Now we have to put the work in. Me saying it right now does not mean anything. I know I have to go out there every day and help those guys get better and grow. And I have to be on time, give them good balls, let them know, you know, hey, this is what I want on this route, different things like that. But we do have guys here that can make plays, and we can be successful with them.
A full season in this system, what does it allow you to do this May that you weren't able to do last May?
I think last year at this time we were trying to learn the offense. It was very vanilla, and every day was a learning curve, and we had to redo the plays. Right now we have a lot more stuff in, and guys are very comfortable with running what we have, and we're adding more. So I think it's just a comfort zone with everybody, and we can really go fast. And it's really helped the rookie learning curve because we have the vets who can teach them what to do. And, you know, that helps a lot. And y'all saw the practice today where we can really fly around and get some good work in.
Some quarterbacks around the league, they designate special times before training camp to get with their receivers. Do you plan on doing any of that just to work on the chemistry and get anything down like that?
When are you talking about, like, during that month?
Yeah, not during the month, but, like, you know, Donovan McNabb used to have something at his place in Arizona, and, you know, they get guys and just work on the chemistry and all that.
I think the chemistry, you know, for me, I come with what comes natural, and I get a lot of work in here with the guys and talking in the locker room, understanding their personalities, understanding, you know, them in the locker room. And, you know, I've always stressed it's really important to have that family time too, because this game's, you know, it's a long season. So I'm going to get as much work as I can with the guys here, stay in touch with them. But, you know, that's something that I'll play by ear. But like I said, I got to do what comes naturally to me. And like I said, my family is very, very important to me. And I know what, you know, it's important to experience that, especially as a rookie. You know, we're going to be grinding during camp. We're going to finish, you know, continue to grind here and get better every day. So we'll just see what happens.
Nick, what's the difference in the personality in this locker room from last year?
You know, we had great guys last year. We had a great team. And obviously, you know, free agency happens. Things happen with contracts. You know, the team just continues to grow. We had a great group last year. We have a great group this year. And it's our second year in this system. We're familiar with the coaches. Last year, the coaches were really trying to figure us out, and we were trying to figure out them. But this year, we have that relationship, and we can really grow from there. So I'd say it's just a continual growth. I wouldn't choose one year over the other. I think, you know, I've been very fortunate since I've been here to have great guys in the locker room.
But you have to get new leaders. I mean, Jason Avon obviously was mm-hmm. a good guy, and from what we understand, at least what I understand, he had leadership skills. Is it harder to find those new leaders, and do you have to be more of a leader? Because of that.
Yeah, Jason Avon is, you know, one of my favorite people in the world. I think he really helped me grow as a quarterback, just having him there just to grow spiritually, you know, on the field and whatever that may be. And I know he's going to do great in Carolina. But guys just step up. When guys leave, guys know they have to step up and do a role. It has to come naturally or guys won't follow you if it's not natural. But, yeah, we have guys stepping up. You know, as a quarterback, you have to be a leader and you have to do the right things. And then, you know, D'Amico's always been a great leader. And there's guys that are stepping up. You know, you get Malcolm Jenkins, Sproles, all those guys coming to the team. They came from different places, but already they're buying in. And you can just see, you know, the team forming. And it's a pretty neat thing.
Do you think it's going to be more difficult for you, given that there's lots of tape on you and a lot of months now between the two seasons, when you go out there, that people are going to know think they know how to defend Nick Foles?
Yeah, I mean, anytime there's more film, it gets harder and harder. Windows will get tighter. Defenses will try to bring stuff that'll stop you, but that's why we work every day. So when we play, no, they don't know what we've been working on, and I have to continue to get better as a quarterback with my skill set. And, you know, the other quarterbacks as well and the receivers, we all have to continue to grow with our timing and everything. But, yeah, definitely with film. They have more on you. They know your tendencies. So that's why we have to keep working.
Chip has talked a lot about how you guys faced so much man coverage last year. In the summer and leading up to next season, is that one of the focuses on offense, is finding new ways to beat that?
I mean, that would be something that we always will work on. But we're not just going to see man throughout the course of the game. We're going to see quarter halves, drop eight. You know, they're going to blitz, zero blitz. They're going to show us everything. So the most important thing is, hey, this play is called, and understanding when this play is called, do I have an answer versus every coverage? What would I do? So therefore, if it does happen in the game versus that coverage, like, hey, you know, I've rehearsed this in my mind, I got this, and I'll, you know, we got to execute like this.
In the past, Brian, how's Bill Musgrave been, and what kind of change is that?
You know, Musgrave's been awesome. We have a great quarterback room with the addition of Sanchez, and you know, Musgrave really, you know, he's a different coach than Lazor. Lazor is great, and you know, he's going to do great things in Miami, but Musgrave's different in his own, you know, right, that, you know, he's just a great coach.
How's he
do? I think that, you know, different fundamentals, different things when we're out there. I know he likes to catch with a baseball glove, and we can rifle it at him, so that's fun. You know, just different coaching styles. I don't really know how to break into it. It's just different people, different coaching styles. But we really enjoy having him as a coach.
You didn't show yourself to be much of a stat guy last year, but you put up ridiculous stats. Have you allowed yourself a few minutes to reflect on how special that season was for you?
You know, you reflect for like 5 seconds and you move on. You know, it's something that season's not going to help me for this year. When I look back at seasons, I always look at the guys I do it with. And, you know, that's the truth. Ever since I was in high school, there's times where I'll think back at high school and I'll talk to high school teammates, and, you know, those were special memories. I don't remember the score stats of any games, but I remember winning the game with those guys and having that experience. It's the same here. When I think back about last year, I think of the memories and just the joys, you know, when we were at Dallas, you know, winning the NFC East, you know, the guys in the locker room, stuff like that. You know, stats, you know, whatever. I like winning the games. I like having a good time with my teammates.
Right around free agent signing period, I think Jason Kelce was saying that there's a feeling that you all feel like you're with the success of last year, that you're on the verge of something big or something special. Do you share that point of view as well?
I think that we have a great group of guys that understands that we have to work every day because this is a very tough league. You know, our last game we played in was against the Saints and we lost, so everybody remembers that, and we know, hey, we were beat. You know, we have to continue to get better. And I think that, you know, Kels is another one of our great leaders on this team to where, you know, he knows that we can accomplish great things through working hard every day because we have the guys in the team, the coaches to do it. So we just got to put in that work.
Nick, do you feel the need to establish the same kind of relationship with Mark that you had with Mike or still have with Mike? I mean, is that necessary for you guys to be able to work together?
Definitely, you know, everybody's different, you know, personalities, everything. But from the get-go, when Mark signed here, we chatted on the phone. We got to know each other a little bit, and he's been great. You know, we've developed a friendship here. And, you know, we have a solid quarterback room. And I know a lot of y'all were at practice. We work hard. We push each other. And, you know, we help each other along, which that's important because then we can all grow. Because you never know what happens through the course of the year. You know, injuries do happen. Stuff happens. And he knows that. You know, he's been there and he's played a lot of football. So it's great having a guy like him to, you know, pick his brain and, you know, chat with. And it helps us younger guys grow. So he's been a great addition.
A guy like Josh Huff comes in with some knowledge of Chip's offense. Have you noticed maybe more of a seamless transition with him and picking up things that are being run out there?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a really good job of picking it up. He ran similar plays. We do have different plays than he did in college. But I think all the rookies have done a really nice job of picking it up very fast. And Huff's a, you know, talented guy. He's well built and he's a great route runner. And he's athletic. And he's a Texas boy, which I like because I'm a Texas boy. So it's fun to get another one of those. But, you know, I'm excited about throwing to him.
Someone asked you what's the biggest difference in you from 12 months ago? You'd say what?
Biggest difference. I'm married, so I have a wife. And as you guys know, it's awesome. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. So, like I've said, my family is the most important. I'm very fortunate to have a great wife, and, you know, that helps a lot. She's an athlete as well, so she knows what it's like. So, you know, she can whoop me. So that's why I really work out every day to, you know, hang with her. So
bigger gym rat than you already have?
Yeah, you know, she pushes me, so it's great to have her.
Two more guys. How's your relationship with Chip now compared to a year ago?
You know, Chip's cool. He's a fun coach to play for. Just to continue growth. I think you play the game, you play with the coach, you go out there, he calls the play, you execute, you have fun. You just continue to grow. It's like knowing someone. From 1 year to the next, you understand them better, they know you better, and it's just, you know, it's fun. He's a great guy to play for, and you see the guys out there. We really, you know, have a great coaching staff.
But the nature of the questions you're getting this year are considerably different than last year when you didn't know if you'd fit in the system or how you would work. Now you're his guy. Has that changed the relationship at all? Has it developed?
Nope, not at all. Because I got to keep getting better. If I don't play well, you know, it's the NFL. you'll be gone. I mean, the most important thing is this team being successful. And to do that, the quarterback has to, you know, it's a team sport, but the quarterback really has to be sharp and execute. So I know that. That's why last year's stats don't mean anything, because, you know, there's a lot of guys that have a good year and then it's tough the next year, and I know that. And I know I really, for this team to be successful, I need to do well, and I need to help my teammates around me get better as they will help me get better. And that's what it's about. So we've grown, but I know that, hey, it's going to be a lot of fun this year.
How much attention did you pay to draft night, and specifically whether or not the Eagles had taken a quarterback?
I was just excited to, you know, see who we were getting. I didn't know if we were going to draft a quarterback or not. We didn't. We got, you know, some really good rookies, and we got some good rookie free agents that are really doing a great job of buying in, working hard in the weight room, doing great film study. And then you see them on press field, they're, you know, I'm not having to tell them too many times. Like, I'll reiterate the play, but they already know. They're already lined up, which that's a great feeling for me is, hey, this guy knows what he's doing. I know that, hey, I can go full speed. I don't have to worry about him. And that's something that's special. We have a great group, and I think the coach did a good job with them.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you all. Good seeing everyone.
Thank you.